When it comes to changing strategies, follow the TOTE model. Keep it simple. The change should be as small as possible to get the maximum result. Large changes are likely to lead for unforeseen side effects and being too big. So keep the changes small and simple. I remember having a wonderful coaching session and I made a lot of changes. I was a coachee. It was great. I made a lot of changes. And then afterwards, the coach continued to go and we made more changes and more changes. And after the session, I was overwhelmed because it was like too many changes in one hit. So follow the TOTE model. Keep it simple. Keep the changes small as possible to get the result. Intervene at a point before the strategy goes wrong. Intervene at the point or at a point before the strategy goes wrong. It's easier to prevent problems by hitting it before they start than trying to clean it up afterwards. Now, you might want to consider using multiple representation systems and the representation systems that they're normally good at or using. Change the elements that put the person into suboptimal states, like the motivation and having a dark, distant goal. Change those submodalities. Get them in a more optimal state. Be aware of the environment and rapport. Keep rapport high. Make sure there is an exit after a period of time or after a certain amount of times around the TOTE loop. Okay, that's how we go about designing and starting to change our strategies. Now, the ways of actually changing the strategies. There's a whole pile of the NLP coming up, which is all around changing strategies. Here are a couple for you. We can do collapsing anchors. We can do the chaining, stacking anchors on the unresourceful point or previously or just prior to the point where the strategies go wrong. We can do rehearsals where we could simply walk the person through a rehearsal. We can do rehearsals with eye accessing cues. As we do the rehearsal, actually using a pen or your finger, hold your finger up to the various locations. So if you want them to remember a time they were feeling confident, consider putting your finger up to the VR part of the eye accessing cues and have them. Okay, so look up here and remember that. Okay, now come down here to auditory remembered and hear that sound and come down here to the auditory and tell yourself you can do it. Okay, so rehearse with the eye accessing cues in your fingers. You can do dissociated state rehearsals. So seeing yourself from a distance, doesn't have to be a big distance, but seeing them rehearse a state from a distance. This leads us into the new behavior generator, an excellent NLP technique here for dissociated state rehearsal. Reframing. We can reframe what's done linguistically reframing, or we can also do reframing with like the six-step reframing. Coming up further, reframing using hypnosis, reframing going in and getting deeper learning, reframing using parts integration, again coming up later. So we've got most of the basic steps of NLP now. From here on in, it's a matter of different strategies to create changes. Okay, we've got the submodality changes. We can change the submodalities of the internal, external representations. Remember, we did like to dislike and all that funky stuff. So we know how to change the submodalities. Another way of changing it is metaphors. I mentioned before a story about a rabbit and a chicken. We can tell a new story which guides the listener through a series of steps to give them insight, or perhaps the metaphor may actually be the installation of a new strategy. Okay, so we use the chicken and the rabbit story to give the man insight, but also with the kids, we had plates, and the plates became a story, and perhaps with ninja moves, and that metaphor was installing a chain of anchors. When you watch Richard Bandler in his shows, or if you get to attend him live, he is telling a lot of metaphors and stories. He's constantly telling stories and metaphors. What he's doing sometimes is he is installing chains of anchors. He is regularly installing chains of anchors to have students take feedback and look for feedback. Or he might be installing a chain of anchors on how to handle no from a client. So he will use stories to install chains of anchors. Okay, there are a few ways there, and there are many, many more. If you want to design and install a new strategy from scratch, take note of everything we've just covered. And you might want to look for or use strategies that you already know work well, preferably with that person. Just because a strategy works great for you, it might not work well for them. So when it comes to designing and installing new strategies, you really want to look at what is already effective with the client. When I have new coaching clients, I generally want to know what has worked well in the past for creating new habits and new ways of being. Okay, great. What hasn't worked well in the past? When you work with past coaches, teachers, if you've had them, what didn't work well? And I take note of what worked well and what didn't work well. And obviously, I want to use what worked and what went well. That helps me design and install new strategies with a higher chance of success. And again, consider using state rehearsals, future paces afterwards to install and to test. It is important that we test.